The prospect of a WBO World Heavyweight title fight here between Joseph Parker and Andy Ruiz. And there's been a discussion at cabinet level, I don't know if you knew this yesterday, about using money from the Major Events Development Fund, and Economic Development Minister Stephen Joyce is suggesting that if Duco, Dean Lonergan's private company, makes a profit, it would have to pay the taxpayer back. Now, Dr. Eric Crampton has some firm views on this.
Before that sounds out of character for him.
Before we hear them, what are your views on this, please, gentlemen?
No.
No, why?
This is a highly commercial event that would take place anyway. It is in one of the most lucrative areas of business. The government has no business putting money behind this.
Yeah, it would take place anyway, but not necessarily here, and that's the perceived benefit. Yeah?
Well, that's fine. I mean, how many people are going to fly from Mexico to New Zealand to watch a fight in Victor Arena? None. And so, yeah, this is one of the most commercial industries in the world. It's one of the most money-driven industries in the world, and it should fund itself.
I don't have any objection to sporting events being funded per se. It's a stretch to see this as something worthy of the Major Events Management Act. But I've got a bit of a conspiracy theory here, Jim. I sense Stephen Joyce's brilliant political instincts in play here, because he sees a way to tickle the tummies of South Auckland working class voters who are beyond National's reach often. And if the National Party, the National Government, found a way to stage an event in New Zealand which appealed to that constituency, I think he can see some benefit in it.
So they will hold the gratitude in their heads until the next election?
Well, it's not that far away, is it? Call me Machiavellian. I just thought, hang on, Stephen Joyce likes this. He doesn't want to put money into public broadcasting, we know that. But ooh, Here's a way to find a way into the hearts and minds of South Auckland working class voters.
No, fair enough. Now, before we talk to Eric, just quickly, the way it would showcase New Zealand, do you think it would be useful as the rest of the world looks at us?
Oh, if they were boxing on top of like a mountain in Queenstown, then maybe it would showcase New Zealand. They're going to be inside a box in South Auckland.
It's not like tennis, is it, where you've got Melbourne or Auckland or wherever emblazoned on the court? Yeah, it's not a scenic event. It's a real stretch to see the marketing angle in it, but as I say, I can see other advantages.
I saw Eden Park mentioned. Former academic economist Dr. Eric Crampton, head of research at the New Zealand Initiative. Good afternoon, Eric.
Good afternoon.
So a big event that otherwise wouldn't be able to be staged here, the eyes of the world upon us. What's not to like, Eric?
That depends on what cost, right? So if the government's putting money into it, they better be able to show some benefit for having done so, and especially in the kind of major events fund, where the whole point of it is to generate those kinds of benefits for the rest of the country. And we heard some pretty good amateur economics from Neil here, and some pretty good political analysis.
That's high praise. That's high praise.
There's not a lot to disagree with in there. A boxing match is a commercial endeavor. If the investors thought it'd be more profitable here than elsewhere, they'd already be putting the money into it in anticipation of a return. So the government funding would only then make sense if it wouldn't have happened here unless it were being funded by the government, which is likely.
Yeah.
If there were a real benefit to New Zealand in hosting the match, that wouldn't be enjoyed if it were hosted elsewhere. And most people are going to be watching this on TV rather than showing up to see it at the stadium. And if they're seeing it at a stadium, they'd be paying for tickets anyways. And that the benefit that you get out of it relative to the government's outlay has to be bigger than what the government could get out of spending money in other areas or in just leaving it in taxpayers' pockets in the first place.
Okay, but politicians like big ticket, don't they, all around the world, the association with glamour and size, don't they?
Oh, yeah, I'm reminded of the Rumble in the Jungle, right? So this is before my days, it's 1974, but Mobutu Sese Seko, who is the Zaire's dictator, he wanted the eyes of the world on Zaire and, well, also shoring up domestic support by having a nice big circus for people there. And they got George Foreman and Muhammad Ali to fight in the Rumble in the Jungle. So I wonder if here we'd be having the fight in the ferns or the boat round the batch or what it would be. But
you've thought about this, haven't you?
It's all a little bit risible.
And that fight was at 3 in the morning, too, in Zaire time.
Yeah, so we often overestimate the benefits that come from even big ones that would have potential real benefits like Rugby World Cup. It's easy to overestimate visitor arrivals because there are a lot of people who would have come here anyways, and they've just shifted the timing of when they're going to show up to coincide with the tour. Or there'd be some other folks who might be put off because hotels will be too congested and they might delay or not show up at all because of it. Some of this gets complicated. With a boxing match, seems unlikely that you'd have that many tourists coming in for it. And even then, what benefits they bring over and above what the government funding costs us is pretty debatable.
And you think the memories of staging it here, the gee-whiz factor going down to the South Pacific, would be pretty short-lived?
It's not like having a Lord of the Rings movie series that lasts for 20 years and keeps showcasing New Zealand as a great place for tourists to go and visit, because you keep seeing the landscapes, right?
Yeah,
except for, I suppose, the Mines of Moria, and you don't really want to go there. But the mountainscapes and all that, that's great. Hard to see that from a boxing ring. And there's other weird bits in that in the newspaper reporting on it. So Minister Joyce is expecting that if the thing turns a profit, then they might pay him back some.
Oh, yes. Can I ask you about that?
Well, if I were offered that kind of a contract, I'd be making sure to be having suppliers that are related companies that are selling me stuff at expensive prices so I don't turn a profit. Like, maybe whoever's hosting this is a lot more ethical and would never consider doing something like this.
I'm sure.
But
so that's a professional economist rather than an amateur economist, well, right there. That's brilliant.
It's a one-way bet, right? So if they give me money and I turn a profit, I'll pay some of it back, and if I lose it, I don't have to. Like, I can come up with all kinds of ventures that I'd be happy to proceed with on that kind of basis if the government wants to give me money to do it.
Eric Crampton, thank you very much on the panel.